Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Going Postal is your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They're known for post office service with shorter lines. Services include copy, fax, notary, mailbox rentals, packing supply, boxes, greeting cards, typesetting, document shredding, and even vinyl banners. They can even ship most large boxes cheaper than the post office can, providing stamps, certified mail, return receipt, insurance, delivery confirmation, first class, priority express, and media mail. Going Postal's got you covered. With two locations in Palm Harbor and one in St. Pete, call their Palm Harbor location at 727-437-0242. That's Going Postal, delivering the best of America. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hello.
Hello,
welcome. This is the Brian Cash Claus Show. I'm Adam Resendiz, and I'm here with Carlos as a guest for Coldwell Banker. How are you doing today, Carlos?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. He just threw me to the lions, and then he just said, "Go in and just get on the radio." So you've got to help me out.
How are you doing?
Yeah,
great.
I brought a couple good talking points today.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit about your business again, Carlos.
So, I'm a residential and commercial real estate agent. I've worked in Colorado for the last 17 years.
Okay.
I just recently moved to the beautiful state of Florida, and I'm excited to be here and helping people to find a home and invest in their futures.
That's great. And tell me how much you love it.
Pardon me?
Tell me how much you love the area.
I can't tell you how much I love the area. You know what I love the most about this area?
What do you love the most?
No snow.
No snow? You don't love snow?
I come from Colorado, man.
I guess there's a few people like you that don't like the snow. I love the snow, but I like being here. So tell me what you can bring to people in this area. What services can you help them with?
Well, you know, I did bring along some talking points about what I do, which is real estate, and people have no idea what the benefits are of real estate. I just wanted to touch base on a couple of those.
Okay.
If you'd be interested.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's pretty important to know that the best way, if anybody wants to make money, the best way to make money is to invest. And real estate is probably the best investment that you can make. Did you know that 7 out of the 10 wealthiest people in the United States made their money in real estate, including our previous president? Were you aware of that?
Real estate is a good place to go.
I mean, that guy was a billionaire.
That's right.
You know, he still is. I mean, he's made a lot of money.
I know. When I pay my rent, I know. I just say, you know, boy, this adds up. And is this a good time to get into the market here?
You know, it really is. The interest rates are starting to stabilize and drop a little bit. And that's the most important thing, because the interest rates make all the difference in the world. So just keep watching those interest rates going down. And you'll see a lot more houses come on the market. People have been kind of on the fence lately.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to come back. So it's starting to be a little bit more. One thing I find amazing about this area is that you can still, are you ready for this? You can still buy a house for under $300,000. I mean, that your monthly payment with principal, interest, taxes, and insurance would be, don't quote me on this, but $1,200 to $1,400 a month. And you're building all that equity, you're paying off your mortgage.
That's the big part about it, building equity, because if you just rent, you're never building that
you're
equity.
Never. And you're building your wealth when you invest in real estate and yourself and your own future versus your landlord's future.
Okay.
You know?
So tell me how they can get in touch with you.
Well, my phone number is 720-212-7890. And that's right, that's 720 coming from Colorado. Okay. Slightly different prefix. It's 727 out here, I think.
I think so.
And 7 is my lucky number, so
well,
I know I'm in the
number.
Right place.
So, and you're there, and so...
You call me anytime. Call. Leave me a message. Hey, Send me a text message. Tell me how much you like hearing me on the radio.
We know we do.
Okay? So, I love what I do. It shows. And I'll tell you, if there's anyone I can help out there, let me know. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Okay. Well, I love what I do. So
yeah.
I'm the owner of the Red Rooster Antiques, and we're on 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. And we have any type of antique, furniture, glassware, china, jewelry, artwork, and we're open 7 days a week. We're always getting new things coming in. Older new things, and we have stuff in the shop that goes back to the 17th century right up to the 1950s and mid-century modern, so we do it all.
You're in a great location. I know exactly where you are. You're right near my house.
That's right. And it is a great location.
It's a great location. Right there on Highway 19.
We're in the Curlew City Plaza.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
yeah, that's a great place to be.
They have the medical marijuana on one side.
Oh, wonderful place.
And on the other side, we have a fan store, which is Dan's Fan.
I love that. That store is just
so the right. So the fan probably works and gets rid of the smoke.
Exactly. But, and there's a tattoo shop and a donut shop. You know, you can stop and kill three birds with one stone.
And the other plaza right next door is the post office.
Right.
So we have a very eclectic group of people that come in, and that's great.
Pick up some stamps, some weed, get a tattoo, and some donuts. You're out.
And then we're in the middle of all this.
What a country. I love America. I'm so glad.
Yeah, so we're doing pretty good. We've been over there over 2 years now. And my partner CJ and Austin are at the shop, and they're just the best. Austin is 23 years old, and he does all this work with Victrolas and radios, with tube radios, and he repairs these And he just does a wonderful job. So you have to come in to see us again at Red Rooster Antiques. Again, we're in Clearwater on 19.
Yeah.
Right next to Dan's Fans with 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North. And if you want to call us, if you have some questions, we do estate sales as well. So if you have some, you know, have a piece that you want to sell or that you're not too sure of, just give me a call. My number is 860-661-2071, and that's 860-661-2071. And call me up, and you know, a lot of people have items in their house they have no idea what they are. So that's where we come in and help.
I'll come
and
by.
We have another guest in. Tell me about yourself.
Oh, I'm Heather Locke. Excuse me. I'm the owner of Fit to a T, a fitness studio in the heart of downtown Dunedin.
Okay, great. And so tell me about your business.
Well, I actually have good news. I'm actually going to be changing the name of the studio to Dunedin Fitness and Movements Center.
Okay.
And it's at 1059 Broadway, right there in Dunedin.
Okay.
Right next to Back and Balance Chiropractic.
I know where that is.
So I do a lot of training. I do strength training, functional training. I'm going to be starting up some outdoor as well as indoor boot camps in February.
Okay.
And core classes everyone really likes and needs to help protect their back and get a stronger core.
So do you usually do classes or do you do one-on-one?
I do one-on-ones.
Okay.
I offer small group personal training. So for those individuals that don't want that one-on-one and they want to work out with a buddy or a couple friends.
Build up their core muscles and take care of themselves.
Yeah, some strength training because we're always losing our muscle mass.
You don't have anything to do with yoga there, do you, Heather, by any chance?
No, yoga? I do a lot of yoga things like active stretching that is somewhat like yoga with weights.
Oh, okay.
But I've tried to get... If anybody out there is a yoga person and wants another place to give classes, I'd be more than happy to talk to you.
And what age groups do you usually work with? I'm sure down here it'd be all different type of age groups that come in. And want
it just depends because I'm a chiropractic assistant as well, and I went to massage school. So I do a lot of exercise modification and exercise for pain relief to help people. Because throughout the years, even if you're not in an accident... We kind of overuse ourselves sometimes.
And we get a lot of people here that have retired and they're sedentary, and now you want to get them moving, and that's where you come in, and they're, you know, working on themselves, and it just improves their life so much.
And a lot of it, too, is accountability.
Accountability.
Or when you know, even if a lot of my folks that are in their 50s or even 60s used to be athletic, and they let it go for many years, they need someone to come
back in. Get them back in there.
And teach them other new things that they may probably don't know, and they're more fun. Doesn't have to be a boring.
So it's a fun thing, yes. And how long do you usually have your classes? How long do they usually last?
About an hour. The core classes are about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So I'll be having them. I'm working with the city of Dunedin, so I'm allowed to have classes in any of the parks as well as the causeway. So,
oh, that's great. So you have the outside as well.
Mm-hmm. So I'll probably start with Weaver Park, which is in walking distance from my studio.
Oh, that's great. Idea that you're outside in the air, fresh air. So tell me, how will they get in touch with you?
You can go to www.dunedinfitnesscenter.com.
Okay.
Or you can also reach out to me via telephone at 727-755-3485. Okay. If you go to my website, you can actually book directly from there.
Okay.
And if you do a Google search on Fit, F-I-T space A, or T-O space A space T. See why I'm changing the name?
I can understand.
You can actually book an appointment through
Bavara. And tell me your name again.
My name is Heather Locke.
Heather Locke. So, Heather, that sounds great. And how long have you been doing this before? You know, how long has it been that you've been involved with this? How many years?
Well, I've been a personal trainer for 15 plus.
That's a long time.
And I've also instructed people with horseback riding lessons and things of that nature because I used to...
You have a lot of experience doing that, which is really great thing.
Yeah.
And you know what people, you know, they can expect, and that you're right there, that, you know, you can guide them, you know. And sometimes I think
do you ever get people that do too much that you have to like kind of rope them in and say, hey, you've done a lot today, you know, that probably doesn't happen too often.
Not too often, but you're there
cracking the whip and saying, hey, come on, let's do this.
We've even rehabbed some even like very senior clients and they get a little bit too full of energy because of the exercise. So that our doctor's like, you need to tell them to settle down.
That's good.
so that's really awesome when I can actually get those folks in that shape.
Well, I definitely need that. And I'm sure Carlos would be interested in that as well.
Heather, you've competed, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, figure bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Really? You have? That's interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
I've never met anyone that did that before. How did you get into that?
I would always work out when I was at the gym, and one of my cousins up in Wisconsin, where I'm from, was doing it. She's a little younger than I am, and people said, well, why don't you try it? And I said, okay.
Were you apprehensive at first, or no?
I found it amazing that, you know, our bodies are such amazing microcomputers in a way, and we're so adaptable. And yeah. I just wanted to see what my body could do within, you know, with nutrition wise and working out.
You have a Facebook page, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I thought I saw you.
Yes. And then my Instagram as well.
And some great pictures. Some competition photos, I think.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Great. I haven't seen that before. That's wonderful.
And I'll be trying to put some more small reels and videos on there for helpful hints. For
an example of what people should do to maintain. I saw a side-by-side comparison of two people. I believe they were in their 70s, and one who didn't exercise and one who did. The difference was incredible.
Right.
And the longevity that people can get out of taking better care of themselves.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
You can add life 10 years, 20 years sometimes.
Even the stretching, because I really believe in stretching. Even if you don't exercise, at least stretch. Have flexibility.
Flexibility movement.
You have less likelihood to fall if you have balance and stability.
Absolutely.
So at the end of each one of my sessions, which is completely different than any of the competitors, I stretch people. I do assisted stretching. There's all kinds of different funny names for all the stretching, but I do that. So it gets people in the mindset.
But also, they feel better after they start working with you. The dopamines, you know, they feel like afterwards the workout, they say, gosh, I feel better.
It is.
Yeah. You know? Without a doubt, yeah.
And the more you want it, you know, the more you do it, the more you want to do it.
Right. It's everybody, and I understand it. You know, you can get tired a lot, or as we get older, it's harder. But once you get your butt moving into it, or you have someone for accountability, you know, you're like, wow, I feel amazing, and it's also for your mind, body, and your soul.
Absolutely.
Do you make nutrition recommendations?
I do. I'm a certified nutritional health coach.
Yeah.
And I try to help people, too, finding out what foods they may be allergic to or triggers, because it's healthy, it's healthy.
Right.
Your body may not like it, and that will cause inflammation. It'll cause weight gain. So that's what we tried to discover. And you know, I did a speech at the chamber. I said the anti-diet method, because the word diet should come out of our vocabulary. We should do the I do my Heather nutrition or Heather diet. Because every person's bio, you know, microbiome, which is their gut,
is different.
Correct. And all of our heritages are different, our backgrounds.
My sister has chronic arthritis, and they tell, you know, there's certain foods that you should stay away from, like tomatoes are terrible.
The skins are what's terrible.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like she shouldn't be eating them. And she's like, I know I shouldn't, but she still does sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's where you know about nutrition. More so than I would, so you can help people out when they have questions about what is probably going to be good for them.
The biggest thing is you want flexible metabolism, so you need to figure out, and we figure out together, what foods you can eat, what times of day, and what fuels you, what makes you tired, what makes you whatever. So, and when you have flexible metabolism, that means that you can burn fat and you can utilize that fat instead of storing it.
Yeah, and so when people come in to work out, they usually eat before they come in, like just before or a little before. I mean,
yeah, some people can eat a steak dinner before they work out and be fine,
and then others
can have a sip of a shake and they want to vomit all over the place. So,
so everyone is, so what you're saying is everyone is basically different.
That's correct.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So tell us again how they would get in touch with you, Heather?
You can reach me at 727-755-3485, or you can visit my website at www.dunedinfitnesscenter.com, and you can also book straight from there.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about you again, how they can get in touch with you.
I'm working out of the Coldwell Banker Palm Harbor office.
Okay.
And I've been there since I moved here about a year ago, since I got my Florida license.
So that's it.
So
that's a big achievement in itself, right?
It was somewhat. Colorado's licensing is much more difficult than Florida.
More stringent than Florida.
Colorado and Texas are the two hardest states to get your real estate license.
So it's like New York City. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
It's kind of like what Frank Sinatra once said.
That's it.
for those
sounded
old
so
folks.
Familiar.
That sounds. So I can tell you love what you're doing.
I absolutely love helping people achieve the American dream. You know, home ownership is an investment in people's future. And this is where you make money. It's not putting money in a bank account, watching a bank give you pennies on the dollar every month.
No.
I mean, home ownership is really where you build, you develop and invest in yourself. And it's where you make your memories, build your future, feel comfortable and secure. You know, not to mention the fact that owning a home offers immediate shelter, benefits, and long-term value. I mean, that's the long-term. We're all looking at this from a long-term investment,
You're being housed. You're being taken care of.
Absolutely.
It's an investment.
Have you ever tried sleeping under a bridge in, January?
Not yet. When we opened the shop, I thought we might be, but we haven't yet. So
again, living in the Rocky Mountains for some time, I never wanted to sleep under a bridge in Denver, Colorado in January. And I don't think anybody does. And, you see, people are, there's quite a few homeless
people
out there. I know,
it's sad. It really is.
It's important to invest in yourself.
And you can help some people that probably...
Absolutely.
That's a good thing, that you're helping people to have their own home. I think that's the American dream. I think that's a dream of anyone, to have their own place.
Yeah.
And be secure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really am.
Being able to survive through it all, you know.
Yeah, and
trying
times. Yeah. So tell us your telephone number again.
My phone number is 720-212-7890. Did you know that 50% of millennial investors choose to invest in real estate?
That's great.
I mean, think about it. Everyone's investing in your future and real estate.
That's great. So again, I think we're going to go to traffic right now.
Yes, Bobby? We will.
Okay.
Then we'll pick up there when we come back.
All right.
All righty.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 5:30 here on the Brian Cash Claus Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather for this afternoon. Pinellas County, not too bad, other than going northbound on I-275. Look for an incident reported on the eastbound 175 ramp. Also going down towards the Skyway, we have another accident on the blocking the right shoulder at 22nd Avenue South. And bridges are looking good, except for the Howard Franklin. No, you were not going to get a day in the clear today. Mile marker 37 is heading southbound is where that incident is. Going on up 275, that would be just beyond Hillsborough Avenue. Got the two right lanes blocked. Give yourself some extra time there. Northbound just before Bush Boulevard, some very serious congestion there. Unusual for this time of day. Going up into Pasco, just your normal congestion at 54 in the parkway, but we do have a disabled vehicle southbound Suncoast Parkway before mile marker 22. That's probably a few miles north of State Road 54. Take a look at your weather this afternoon. Current temperatures, 57 degrees in Zephyr Hills, 57 in Dade City, and 54 degrees in downtown Clearwater at the Tantalk Studios. More of the BCC Coupon Book Show coming up right after this. Jelly Beans Ice Cream and Treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeans.ict. Check out their website for all their weekly specials. Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products. With THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more, you'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book. Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
And we're back. Hi, this is Adam again. We have
Carlos
and Heather in the house. And we're just having a great afternoon talking about different things. But we were talking about antiques and what the values are. And it is true. It's a lot of it is what people will pay, what the market will allow. But you know, that's the fun part of this, is that I find things that people don't know anything about, and it's really great to tell somebody. I remember when I was doing this years ago, I went to someone's house and they had this big American jardiniere pottery, like a Roseville piece, out on their back lanai, and it was at that time worth a lot of money, like worth about $2,000. And the woman had a plant in it, and I knew, I'm like, why is this outside? And she says, oh, that's my husband's aunt's. And I told her what the price was. I've never seen a piece of pottery fly so quickly back into a house in my life, because she had no idea. Yeah. And that's the nice thing, that you can actually do something. That's the service I like the most, mm-hmm. is finding things for people.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting them as much as I can, but also finding good homes for pieces.
Yeah, you can't. Some of the pieces, even at my mother's estate, I'd had no idea. No one could figure out what it was.
That's it.
And that's really, you're like, wow, I want to find out what this is.
And there's
really
times
cool.
that I can't figure it out either, you know, and that's when we do research. And then sometimes you just have to get in touch with people like from the auction houses, like Sotheby's or Christie's, and they, you know, they're the top. If there's something that I can't handle, I usually advise people to do that, because they're the top of the line. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so we're here with Heather, and tell us again what you do.
I own Fit to a T Fitness Training Studio in downtown Dunedin. I do strength training. I do group workouts like boot camps, as well as core classes and stretching classes. I also do one-on-one personal training, customized per person. Work with people with weight loss.
Okay.
Teaching them about nutrition. And then also I do exercise rehabilitation.
Okay. So do you ever go to people's homes if it's a private session? Or no, not really.
I don't know.
Basically, they come to you.
Yeah, because I have a 940 square foot studio that is has commercial grade equipment.
That's great.
So it's, you know, I don't just have like bands and balls. I too have that too, but I mean, I have big, so I have cardio equipment. Great, I have free weights. I have leg machines. I have, you know, pull up machine. I have everything.
So. But you also do some of this work outside too, which is great.
I do. We were talking about that earlier. I started working with the city of Dunedin, and I'm insured for it. So I'm going to be starting some group classes in Weaver Park. Probably Saturday. I haven't figured out, but in February, probably Saturday morning early, and then two during the week. And then also, I may see how that goes, and then go other places, even maybe in the Causeway.
Well, that's great.
But Weaver Park is in walking distance from my studio.
Okay, and tell me if the people want to get a hold of you, give them the telephone number.
Yeah, it's Fit to a T. We're at 1059 Broadway on the corner of Broadway and Skinner. It's kind of kitty corner across from Seven Sun Brewery.
Okay.
And people know that a lot. Or Hopscotch Cafe.
Okay.
And you can reach me at 727-755-3485. Or you can visit my website at www.dunedinfitnesscenter.com.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like we should get involved. I feel like I should. I know that I need to stretch more and work out more than I do.
I always invite people to come in for a free 30-minute consult, check the vibe out of the studio, meet me. It has to be a good fit for both parties.
Okay.
You know, not everybody's for everybody, just like anything else.
All right.
You know, and then also we do a small little workout.
And this is affordable, right? For most people. So this is that's a good thing.
Yeah. And then I also do have some technology like a 3D body scanner that's going to
help
figure out what we need to work on. And also the best part is get off the scale because scales aren't accurate.
Okay.
Muscle weighs more than fat. So we can actually see where you're storing fat, what type of fats, and also bone density, things like that.
I know. That's really important because my mom just broke her pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her bone density is probably terrible. You know, I was wondering if she had kept more active, maybe she wouldn't have had that problem. But we don't know these things. But anyway, so it sounds great. And Carlos is here. And Carlos has come in to talk about what he does at Coldwell Banker. And
that's basically find people a home and having the opportunity to sell people's homes for them, and helping people build their wealth, which is the best way to do that is to invest in real estate. 1 in 10 Americans sell their home due to paranormal activity.
Which I believe
that?
In.
I mean, I didn't know that ghosts were such a big factor in the home selling process.
That's pretty impressive.
Well,
you pay extra for that?
Well, I told you when I was here last week, they gave me a reading online. It was a terrible reading. They basically, she said that in a past life I lived in medieval England and I wasn't a good person. And then, but it got a little bit better. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do? So
I had a house once that a lady passed away in, and I swear when I was at that house, there was something going on. There was like, you'd go around the corner and you thought you'd see somebody. And do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, I do. My friend and I, we used to do estate sales, and we were going to do an estate sale in this house. And we were there, and we were the only ones in this house. It was like, it was a tract. It was a ranch house. And I heard all this noise, like magazines and books being like tossed, you know, you could hear it like it was falling over. And there was nothing in the, like in the basement, there was nothing down there. Everything had been put on the floor, you know, placed on the floor. And I asked my friend Marilyn, I said, did you hear that? She said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we went back, we talked about something, and it happened again. She says, I think we should go and have them. And it was things like that.
I had
so,
no idea, but
yeah. Yeah, and do they have to disclose that?
No.
They don't.
No. No. There's no way to prove whether or not somebody has a ghost.
So if you see an apparition,
like
a headless ghost come in and rattling chains, you don't have to disclose that to the buyer.
No. Only material facts that are provable.
So if the roof is leaking,
you got to disclose any material defects.
There's anything, a lien on the building.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Anything that would make a buyer read this, you know, decide whether or not they want to buy that house.
And can you guide people when you're showing them?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I can't say I'm a contractor, but I do have a lot of contractor experience, and I would point things out that I would see, like if there was separation between walls and a roof.
Absolutely.
The roof truss is telling me that the base of the house is sinking, and that if there's a gap there, you need to be aware of that. You need to be aware, especially with shifting sands as much as you have here in Florida.
Yeah, that's a problem here.
Florida is a big
sinkholes.
Moving, yeah. Shifting sand kind
well,
of
plus
state.
We have the water underneath us.
Yeah, you can't even dig a hole in this state. What's the matter with this?
And there are some older houses that have basements. That I was,
no kidding.
They are. Yes, I found. I don't know how deep they are, but they are. A lot of these bungalows that were built in, you know, the teens and the 20s, they have basements.
Really?
Which I was kind of shocked about because it's just sand. Mm-hmm. But it depends, I guess, where you are, what location you're in.
I find it interesting though too, because in this area for, you know, buying properties, because the real, it's off the chain. People are buying houses hundreds of thousands of dollars sometimes over list price because it's so popular. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, and it's going more and more north, you know, like what we're discussing, buying a piece like a property.
Yeah.
You know, even properties that you can.
And there are some up there. I found some actually that are there. They are like, you know, where you could build or put, mm-hmm. say, a modular on. Or something like that. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity here. You know, it just depends what you're looking for. And you have to get with somebody who's knowledgeable, a realtor such as myself, that can tell you about the area and market trends and mm-hmm.
And the pitfalls and just kind of guide them to, you know, what's good, what's the perfect fit for that.
So it's not a surprise because, you know, I mean, like if I wanted to park an RV on it and...
Nobody should be surprised when this deal is over. And, you know, the laws are very protective, particularly of the buyer, because the government doesn't feel the seller should pass on their problems to someone else. So if you're buying a property, you're protected in many ways, financially and, you know, physically from the property, that you don't buy something that's going to turn into a nightmare for you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the federal government, which insures mortgages, like the Federal Housing Administration, will require certain minimum inspection items to be addressed prior to closing before they will agree to insure
mortgage.
That mortgage. Because they'll insure it, a bank will provide the funds, but the government insures a mortgage to the bank, telling the bank, well, if they don't pay you back, we will. And then the government sells them as a HUD property.
How easy now is it to get a mortgage now?
If you have at least a 620 credit score, you can qualify for FHA program. You can also qualify if you're a first-time home buyer and qualify for down payment assistance, where the government will give you money. The federal government and the state governments are very inclined to help people buy a home because every single home that is sold creates two jobs in the United States.
I did not know that.
Okay, and there are,
excuse me.
You know, owning a home is long-standing government support because home ownership benefits individuals and families, strengthens our communities, and is integral to our nation's economy.
Well, I think that's, you know, people owning their own home, first of all, it's advantageous to them.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're not being squeezed out by some, you know, a landlord that keeps putting the rents
up and up. And at least something.
And learning to repair things as a homeowner, hey, YouTube is wonderful. It'll teach you how to do anything, and if you can't hire somebody, then if you're, you know, physically adept, you can repair things, and you learn more about the systems of a home. You know, every home that I own, I understand, I know where the main water shutoff is, uh-huh. I know how to repair things. Change the filter in your furnace or your air conditioning plenum. Very important that you do things like this, or it'll cost you money down the road.
Oh, absolutely.
Pay attention to sounds in your house, any water. Water is one of the most destructive things out there, and you need to pay attention to the sounds and the smells and everything you see in your home.
Okay, so the demographic moving to Florida, right in this area, what group is most advantageous to own their own home?
Anybody that wants to.
Well, that's good. That's
good. Generation X.
Yeah. Anybody that wants to. There's no. There's no particular group in any you know set of people that are allowed home ownership. There's no defining group.
No. I always was amazed when people that were younger than me that they just decided that when they were younger and they were working that they were going to get themselves a home.
Smartest investor.
No, it is. And I knew a few people that did that in their early 20s. I was like, wow.
I sold
an accomplishment.
I had a little condo I sold in Colorado to a young couple before I moved out. It was a rental condo that I had for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years, and I did pretty well on it. But I sold it to them at a fair market price. Okay. They bought it. And then I just saw on Facebook, they listened to me. I told them, I said, start building your wealth. They recently just bought another one, which tells me they're going to use one as a rental and one to live in.
Yeah,
right there, they've burned themselves with some debt. But what are they doing? They're building their wealth.
They're
paying off their debt. Their equity's going up.
Yeah.
Today, they might be in debt $50,000, $60,000, $100,000. Down the road, they'll have $200,000 or $300,000 free and clear that they can do whatever they
want. You know, but it's amazing. People, just in the last few years, what some of the people that I heard that bought these properties down here, and they've just like tripled.
Unbelievable.
Tripled. And it's like, gosh, I wish I'd gotten in on this.
And I think Florida's about to bust open even more.
You do.
Because it's getting so expensive. The future of housing in this country will be multi-generational.
Okay, there's a call coming in?
Yes, we got Leo on the line, Purple Haze.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
Hey, Brian, how are you today?
Oh, it's not Brian. Brian's somewhere. I think he's hiding.
Ask him what a moon rock is.
What's that?
I need to know what a moon rock is.
Oh, they all want to know what a moon rock is.
What is a moon rock on the radio station? Okay, moon rocks is you basically have flour that is rolled in cannabis wax, and then it's rolled again in cannabis keef.
Wow. Okay. So once it's rolled in all these things, what do you do with it?
You smoke it.
And
then you feel like you're walking on the moon. Is that it?
you smoke it, but it's actually, it's called moon rocks, and it's really, really very potent.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, so tell us how people can get in touch with you. Tell us a little bit about your business.
It's Purple Haze Tobacco Stores. We've been in business for 29 years.
What?
And got several locations. I got one location at 1427 34th Street South.
Okay.
Another location at Tyrone, which is 3809 Tyrone Boulevard.
Okay.
I have another location at Seminole and 110th, which is 10999 Seminole Boulevard.
Wow.
And if you guys need anything, you can just give me a call or text me at 727-580-5880.
And tell me your name again and the name of the business.
It's Purple Haze Tobacco Stores.
Okay, Purple Haze. And
the original Purple Haze. We've been here for, like I said, 29 years.
Oh, you've been here 29 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
You know what's cooking. He knows what's going on.
I know what's going on. Yeah, absolutely.
Is this Leo?
Yeah.
This is Leo.
Leo, I've heard about you. Yeah, you have Purple Haze Tobacco Stores, don't you?
Yes.
This is Carlos. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. You remember?
I've spoken to a lot of people within a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
I heard about you. That's great. I'd like to come visit you sometime at your tobacco store. Where are you normally at?
I'm usually at the Seminole location.
Okay.
What's the address there again?
The Seminole location is 10999 Seminole Boulevard.
I'm going to come in and visit you one day, buddy.
Perfect. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, thanks for calling in. And that's Purple Haze.
Yeah, tobacco shop.
Tobacco shop. Have you been? You haven't been to one of his locations?
No.
How many did he say he had? He had about three or four?
Quite a few.
Wow, he's just rattling them off. I'm like, oh, he's doing okay. But he said he's been in business for 29 years. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Heather, tell us about your business again and what you're doing.
Yep, because I'm gonna get going too. I have another meeting to go to, but it's
Can't leave us.
It's going to be called Dunedin Fitness and Movement Center in the heart of downtown Dunedin at 1059 Broadway. And like I stated, I work with a lot of doctors, maybe holistic doctors, chiropractors, cardiologists, to help people build, you know, a condition themselves, especially their the most important muscle of your body, your heart.
And
also, too, we are always losing muscle, and it's about... I'm a stickler for balance, stability, core work, because your core is going to help give you power, strength. It's going to give you protection for your back.
So if I came in, you would kind of build a program around just like...
Correct. And everybody's different. Some people want to get more bigger muscles. Some people want a more athletic build. Some people just need exercise modification.
I like exercise and tighten up a little
bit
more.
Right. So,
you know?
I can do it all because I have so many different certifications. My jam really is the exercise, corrective exercises for people. Because we always have overactive and underactive muscles.
Well, I know I have terrible back problem, and he told me, get moving, get out there.
We're made to move. God made us to move, not to sedentary. The people that you see walking around, I feel off, just terrible for them, but that didn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't.
You know, those were things that weren't addressed by whomever, and it took a long time to get that way.
It does. Mm-hmm. And I can see where it could happen, especially, you know, you're not feeling well. The last thing you say, oh, I don't really want to work out, but that's what you really need to be doing.
Yeah, and I mean, I have clients that are even in their 70s. You would never tell. They're in better shape than most 30-year-olds. Yeah. So, and kudos to those people because they're
great.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I want to go there.
Yeah, check out my website, DunedinFitnessCenter.com. I'll start putting the classes that I'm going to be offering on there in February.
And it's
Fit to a T.
Great name, Fit to a T. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And our friend Carlos is still here from Coldwell Banker.
Yeah, still here talking about the benefits of owning your own home and having a nice place to live, investing in your future. And just trying to make people aware of the immediate shelter benefit, long-term value, and way to provide equity accumulation and tax benefits over
time.
That's
good. So... we're, again, Brian Cash Close. I'm going to get him because he just threw me here. He threw me to the lions, but I'm having a great time. And he has the BCC coupon books. And people that advertise seem to do really well by doing that. And he has a lot of different, you know, restaurants and services. It's just amazing. And I've been in this book, and I can tell you people came in, and they really did. They said, I saw your name in the book. I saw your business in the book. And we got a lot of walk-in trade because of it, and it's important.
I was trying to get the back cover, but I guess I
didn't. You didn't get the back cover. But that's okay. You're in the coupon book.
I should be in the book. So.
And again, I am from Red Rooster Antiques at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, right next to Dan's Fans and across the street from Home Depot. And this month, we are having a 20% off sale if you come in on most items. There's a few items that are not, but most items are 20% off, kind of a pre-spring sale. So stop by, and you'll get a great deal, you know. Find some of those pieces that you can fit when they get a house through you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's the thing, you know, a lot of people say, hey, I've gotten the place now. Now I've got to fill it up and get some furniture and artwork.
I bet you've got some good housewarming stuff.
We do. And it was myself, Adam, and CJ in Austin, and we're just ready to help anybody coming in and you know. And everyone has different tastes. That's the thing.
Sure.
Like what they want in a house.
Yeah. Yeah, I you're right down the street from my house.
That's right.
I know exactly where you are.
So, and you've dealt with people that for a little tract house up to, I mean, what was the largest house that you ever...
$2 million.
$2 million.
Yeah.
So kind of a McMansion, right?
Yeah, but not here. It was in
Colorado. And there are houses down here that are
gargantuan. Oh, my goodness.
I look at them, I'm like, who lives there?
There... right there on alternate 19 on Palm Boulevard there, going along the water.
Yeah.
Those houses are beautiful.
And they're really beautiful.
You can't, and I mean, I saw one today where they have like three levels and they have a place to sit.
Yeah, like a veranda, outside veranda.
You can
isn't that
look
wonderful?
Out and watch the sunset.
That's a dream of mine to have, you know, just have go out in the morning and have your cup of coffee before you go into work and just, you know, look at the sunrise. And I want to do that.
You should. You're too short.
All I see is my next door, the aluminum siding next door place. But I am very happy. I am blessed. But So tell us again how they're going to get in touch with you, Colin.
Best way to get a hold of me is my number, 720-212-7890. 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabreja, Coldwell Banker. In Palm Harbor.
And again, this is Brian Cash Claw's show. I'm Adam. I took over today a little bit. But think about advertising the BCC coupon book or just getting one and looking at all the great deals that you can get from the coupon book. And look who we have here.
We got this classy look at her. You don't want to talk about class?
Oh, okay.
A lot of class. It's all love. Here. No, you.
Yeah. Sit down for a minute.
Over here, sit down.
Okay. Who do we have here? Yes. Come on in.
Helping lady. She's a helping hand.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me your name.
My name is Francine.
Francine? And tell me what you do.
I'm helping elderly people.
Here, speaking there. Okay. So again, so tell us what you do, Francine.
I'm helping people who need help, really need help at home.
Talk in the mic.
Okay.
Elderly people who they buy by themselves.
Yes, speak up. So you do home health care?
Yes.
Okay. And this are you just working in the Clearwater area? Or do you go all over the place?
I go all over the place. I go to the Clearwater area. I went to Newport Richie, Trinity.
Okay. So you travel.
Pineda's Park. Okay. I travel.
So tell me your name again and how people can get in touch with you.
My name is Francine.
Okay. And do you have name of a business or do you just...
The business name is Quality Care.
Quality Care. Francine at Quality Care. And give us your telephone number so people
My telephone
hear.
Number is 813-507-2195.
Okay. And you're available anytime?
Anytime.
Okay. And that's wonderful. So you're working with people. That's a really rewarding
yes.
job. I know mm-hmm. I've done it. It can be difficult, but it can be wonderful.
Yes, it can be. Yes.
Okay. And so you're in the Clearwater area, and you've done Newport Richie and different...
Newport Richie, Trinity, Pineda's Park.
Tampa.
Right, yeah. Right. Helping.
Tampa,
like,
not yet.
Not yet.
But I can go to Tampa sometimes because it's really far. It depends.
Where do you work? Like, where do you work right now? Like, what town?
I'm working at St. Pete.
Okay, so St. Pete. So you'd rather have, right.
So St. Pete area.
Yeah,
also.
St. Pete. She would like to stay, it would be better if you stayed in the St. Pete, Pinellas County area.
I like this area.
Well, that's right. Great. So tell us again your name and
what's the name of your business and like what you do? Just tell us what your mission is.
My business is Quality Care.
Quality Care.
Quality Care at Escobis Inc. And then you can call me at 813-507-2195.
So give us some bullet points of what you do, what you're trying to accomplish.
What I try to accomplish is get the help for people who really need us.
So you do help them in a lot
yes.
of ways.
Like how do you help them though?
Help them for the daily activities.
Okay.
Okay.
Good companion, going out, you know.
Take him shopping.
Taking shopping.
Take him
so
to
great.
The doctor's appointments.
Exactly.
Be a friend, too.
That's yes. great.
Mm-hmm. Right, because that's important, right?
Really
Everybody
important.
Wants to be
yes.
loved.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's nice meeting you.
Nice watch
you
next time, could you come in earlier
yeah,
and we'll devote a whole show to you?
I was walking. I told you I'm going to be a little late. So
I know, that's fine.
It's okay. Well, you made it.
Yeah.
What's the say the name of your company.
Quality Care at Escobis Inc.
And really, like, if you need a companion to help you, say, do your grocery shopping,
mm-hmm.
oh, say to take you to your doctor's appointment.
You provide a service that so many people need.
And yes. Right, a friend, too, and you're
right.
a friend.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
And you do care.
Yes,
well,
I
great
do.
Show today, huh, Brian?
Yes, so great show. You guys did a great job.
All right.
Thank
the
well,
French
well.
Lady showed up. You know, we have our French dish here for you. Believe it or not, you know, it was great. It's some duck. What's it called? What's the French dish for duck?
Oui.
For what? Say again?
It's a dish with ducks and gratin potatoes.
Duck à l'orange? Oh.
Duck à l'orange.
There you go.
No, gratin dauphinois.
Yes.
Oui. I know it was,
you know why I say oui? Because I got a mouse in my pocket. Oui. Oui. We are going to be
okay.
There.
Okay.
Yes. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.